This is a Cato Special Podcast. I'm Caleb Brown. Congressional action in addressing the economic damage brought by the novel coronavirus appears to misunderstand the nature of the economic downturn. Chris Edwards directs tax policy studies at the Cato Institute. He says goosing demand with cash payments while trying to stem losses for many businesses won't do a whole lot when governments have also mandated the closure of those businesses that provide the supply to keep the economy moving. We spoke yesterday.
Well, the federal government was initially caught flat-footed and indeed they blocked the private sector response. Most famously, the FDA restricted private testing for coronavirus, which everyone realizes now was a big mistake. So the Trump administration was slow initially, but they have reversed course and they are doing some good deregulation now to let the private sector respond. But right now, Congress is proposing a $1.5 trillion or so sort of stimulus bill. Republicans and Democrats are fighting over what the contents of that are. I think a lot of the money will be wasted. The parties have agreed to mail out $1,200 checks to every family in the country. I think that's every family under a certain income level. I think that's a mistake. That's sort of demand stimulus. But the economy doesn't need more demand now. It needs to bring supply or production back online. I think the focus ought to be on allowing American businesses to open and operate if they can do so in a safe manner. The government's responsibility should be to make testing as widely available as possible and to pull out all the stops in terms of the private business production of safety equipment and masks and all kinds of other equipment that's needed for American businesses to operate safely.
So what should the government be doing with respect to supply?
When you say
supply, of course, you're referring to productive capacity to enable the exchanges that this $1,200 that so many Americans are going to receive is not facilitating because, as you say, there is not as much production being undertaken.
That's right. So 15 states now have mandated that virtually all businesses close. I think that's a mistake. I think that is central planning. The governments don't know which businesses can or cannot operate safely. And they can't decide which businesses are essential and non-essential because, essential businesses like grocery stores and hospitals and the like have all kinds of inputs like, chemicals and plastic from other industries. So I think that's a mistake doing that. I think that the government should help supply safety equipment, provide testing to allow American businesses to open safely when they think they can. The government should deregulate to allow the healthcare system to respond flexibly. There has been some of this. There's been deregulation on telemedicine. There's been some deregulation on occupational licensing rules. There's been some relaxation of so-called certificate of need laws in some states. Those laws in the past have restricted whether hospitals and other healthcare providers are allowed to add beds and machines and the like. There's been regulatory hurdles for them to increase, their hospital supplies. So those laws ought to be repealed. The Cato Institute's proposed a bunch of deregulations that the federal and state governments ought to pursue to allow the private sector here to respond as efficiently as possible.
Whenever there is some sort of tragedy that captures national attention, and this one has like nothing else really. Members of Congress, whenever they're called upon to issue some legislation to deal with that or address that issue, it often ends up being some sort of wish list. To what extent are we seeing that right now?
Well, there's no doubt the battles over Republicans and Democrats in Congress now, a lot of it has to do with extra pork that some members have wanted to put into these stimulus legislation that they're considering right now. So, for example, the Democrats put all kinds of stuff like extending solar power tax credits, a bailout for the U.S. postal system, and other sorts of things, and requiring businesses to provide paid leave. Those things are extraneous to the current emergency legislation they're considering, and that is causing some holdups. The Democrats generally want to steer subsidies to individuals through unemployment insurance, as well as sending more subsidies to hospitals, which is, I think, reasonable. Republicans want spending to businesses. They've got $25 billion in there to bail out the airlines, which I'm against. I think if we're going to help businesses weather this crisis, the loans ought to be equal for all industries. And there is some justification for that, because many big states like California and New York have mandated the closure of business. You know, the government is forcing a lot of these businesses to close and lose revenues. So I suppose there is some justification for short-term and temporary aid so that businesses don't crater and go bankrupt.
Chris Edwards directs tax policy studies at the Cato Institute. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please, and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.